A summer feeding program brings nutrition to hundreds of children in Jonesboro. The Amazing Grace Community Church serves free breakfast and lunch to children at three locations in Jonesboro and one location in Marvel. Those locations in Jonesboro are 4918 East Nettleton, 1003 East Johnson, and Caraway Commons on South Caraway Road. Since May, about 800 children a day have been fed by the program, which is funded by the USDA and the Arkansas Nutrition Program. Donations have also come from local churches and members of the community. Pastor Alita Pearson tells why her church is doing this.
I guess about 2 years ago, the Lord just kind of put in my spirit to make sure that all the children have a place to go, to feel safe, a place to eat, a place to feel loved, a place to feel needed, and have something to do when their parents have to go to work during the summer and your children are home. And so the Lord just put that in our spirit to just kind of take that up and be a blessing to the families. And so that's why we do this.
Pearson says on a daily basis, there are around 40 staff members and 10 volunteers that help with the summer feeding program. Pearson says there is a need for more help from volunteers.
Community support we really, really need, and we would love to have some volunteers to help us with the children. One of the obstacles that we face is most people think that, you know, it's money involved, but we don't have a lot of money to employ people, but we would love to have a lot of volunteers to help us with the children.
According to Pearson, not only are children hungry, but their parents are also hungry. Pearson says community donations are used to help feed the parents.
We find that the elderly are hungry, but the program only funds the children from 18 and under. So that's one of the obstacles that we face every day.
I went to the East Nettleton location while lunch was being prepared. Back in the kitchen, Tasha McGuire was cooking up fried chicken for the children. McGuire's in charge of meal preparation for all of the children. McGuire's been cooking since she was 12 and has cooked for nursing homes and large gatherings of people. McGuire says she stays busy preparing so many meals for all the children.
It's just a challenge, but I have to do it because, you know, it's so many kids out here without, you know, meals and stuff for the summer because parents have to go to work to take care of their children, you know, so I just pray and come on and do it.
McGuire's concern for the children is what drives her every day to make all the meals the children eat. McGuire remembers programs like the summer feeding program were not available when she was a kid.
When we was growing up, we didn't have a program like this. So, you know, we just had to wait on mama to get home to cook or had a big sister like me to cook them a meal, you know. So, I'm grateful for it. I'm, you know, amazed that they have a program because, you know, I've been seeing them around, but I didn't never know it could be like this until I started this year.
Another part of the summer program is an educational component, as math tutoring takes place, as well as reading games and other activities. Pearson tells about that part of the program.
We also do an Achieve High Points program with the children, through Fan in the Flame Ministries need help in math. So any kids that need help in math this summer is a free program through the laptops. And it's a tutoring program that helps them get on their feet.
Several students at a time go to computer tablets and laptops to work on problems according to their grade level. Evangelist Valencia Cash.
As far as building the community, we also know that education is important. If you're educated, you're able to get a better job. As part of helping the kids also after school. We just don't want the kids to just come and play games. We want to nurture them all the way around. So education is very important, and it's expensive. So we also want to be able to partner up with a program that will allow us to make this free for the children all the way up to the adult. Because when my children used to come home from school when they were in high school, I could not help them with math. There was no textbooks. Everything had changed. And through this program, it's anytime, anywhere, convenient, and the children are able to tutor with their parents. So not only are the children learning, the parents are learning too.
To keep the summer feeding program and education programs running through August, Cash tells what the biggest need is.
The biggest need is donations, yes, because as we find, there are a lot of senior citizens and adults who are hungry too. And the program that we have right now, it does not feed senior citizens and the older adults. But we have been blessed with a restaurant here in town that give us food to feed families. that come. So we're able, we don't turn anyone away. So we have been blessed. So yes, donations is a must, and it is important. That way we can, right now, with the churches that have made donations to us, we're able to make sandwiches and soup and salad. So when they come with their kids, the parents are able to get a sandwich, soup, and salad.
Summer feeding programs are becoming more numerous in Arkansas and across the nation. Pastor Alita Pearson tells what she thinks would happen if the program was not in place.
I believe a lot of kids would be home raising themselves during the summer. I really do. And we see that a lot at different sites. We see children who come and can't bring their other little brothers and sisters with them. We have a little boy who was literally taking the cereal, putting in his pockets to take home to his brothers and sisters. So I just believe if this program wasn't in place and if the government didn't see a need, we would have a whole lot of kids home hungry, because a lot of times, you know, everybody doesn't get government assistance. And it's hard for parents who work to feed their children every day. So we want to thank God that it is in place. And I just hate to even think about what would happen if it wasn't in place to our children during the summer.
More information on the program is available by calling 870-243-1970.